Both the readings for Mass today remind us that we must not put the duty to rebuild the temple of the Lord or to let our light of faith shine forth to other people. We must take on those duties and obligations and responsibilities ourselves. My brothers and sisters, to build the house of the Lord isn't just to build a physical temple or building, but to allow the Lord to be the center of our life. We must build the spiritual temple by the way that we live, by our words, our action, our life, and our deeds. My brothers and sisters, the light of the Lord hath to shine forth in us and through us, so that the nations will see His presence by how we live, by the commitment that we have, instead of just the empty words that we speak. My brothers and sisters, the book of Ezra reminded us today that when the people returned back to the Holy Land from exile, they found people who were squatters or people in the land but did not know the faith. And they themselves were struggling in exile too to be faithful to the faith, to the covenant that the Lord had given them, to the people. So it's important for us to realize that we must abide by the covenant to remain in that relationship with the Lord and to let faith shine forth in us and through us. We must live the faith so that we can be the light to this world, so that our light shine forth in the darkness of hopelessness, of materialism, of consumerism, and the hedonistic society that we're living in. We live in a hopeless world, a vain world, a temporary world that is searching for more. They just don't know where to search. And they're so confused, they're so lost, and they need us. And light had to begin with us in how we pray, in how we worship, in how we seek the Lord. The light of the Lord must shine forth in us and through us first, so that we can radiate His light to others. Step back, pray, and take on that responsibility and respond to that invitation of discipleship by how we die to ourselves and allowing Him to live in us and through us.